Z40YH. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad. About yourself, Johnny?
In between stores and houses, doing all the Saturday, what would you call it, running around?
Fitting description. Just getting the odds and ends and the basic, the only the essentials, huh?
Bunch of parts. I pretty much got all the parts now. I need time to actually put them on.
What kind of parts are you getting?
Garden hose, garden nozzle. Let's see, what else did I get? Two circuit breakers, transmission fluid, filter for that, cabin filter for a car, exhaust systems at the house for the truck. I think that's all I picked up today. Oh, two fuse holders and the fuses to go with them to be installed.
Yeah, you definitely got a few odds and ends there. I need to get, well, I don't know if it's going to matter much anymore, but the truck I was driving back home was not blowing much air out. I think it needs a new cabin filter, in air, whatever, that one. And didn't get around to it. Now that I got this van I'm driving now, I don't think I'll probably have to worry about that. I still may end up replacing it, but we shall see. It wasn't blowing very much. My garden hose, huh? Interesting. What are you going to do with that this time of year? I suppose use them.
Wash cars and trucks and driveways and houses and whatever else needs rinsing off.
Something I consider much this time of year back home. It would just pile up on me, that water would.
Yeah, I turn into a sheet of icicles.
Okay. I did make a ice rink once, but the garden hose didn't do the job. It was, the water just piled up, you know. So, didn't really work out. It was a plenty cold night. In fact, it was too cold. This is all going on 10 years ago, but it was too cold. I found a way. I was filling up 55-gallon drums of water, flooding the ground. That way you get it out there quick and it can't pile up. Well, that worked. But the top froze before the bottom did, because it was 30 below. And then the bottom froze and poked through the top and made it bumpy. It would have been better had it been above zero.
Thought of it that way. So the bottom froze and ruined the top part.
Yeah. I didn't ever have any experience with it either, but that's what I learned. So too cold can be not good, ironically. I actually think I got a video of that online on my YouTube channel. Yeah, it froze quick. I could, fast as I could fill them barrels with the garden hose, as fast as I could dump them, but yeah, end result was a little bit to be desired, but eventually we just used it anyhow. In fact, I had a hard time getting water to stay there and freeze. It must have been really sandy soil. It just kept soaking in the ground, even at that cold. So I had to put a sprinkler out there and run the sprinkler for a while to get a coat of ice on the ground, on the grass. I was just doing it out in the lawn. I had to get a coat of ice on the grass first to hold the water before I could really start flooding it.
That makes sense, but I would have figured the ground would have been so cold that it would have froze as soon as it touched it.
Yeah, that's what you would think. I did too, but it kept disappearing on me until I got that ice liner in place.
Nothing to be said for sandy soil, huh?
Yeah. Boy, I use a lot of water on that thing, too. I was using a well, so we didn't have to pay for it, but it was a pretty deep. One end, I think, was 6 inches deep, and, oh, it was a pretty good-sized thing. Not terribly big, but used a lot of water, and then it all melted. It just sank right in the ground.
Watered the grass for next summer. How long you down here for?
About Monday, so not too long. Or this coming Monday, I should guess. Monday, anyhow.
Oh, okay. We'll have to hook up for a minute before you leave.
Yeah, perhaps tomorrow. That'd probably be about the only option we get.
Tomorrow, but you could come where I'm at if you want to and have time.
I think that would be about it, yeah. What town do you work in?
I hadn't decided yet. I'm doing some wiring on a house that the people are flipping. I guess is probably the best way to put it. He bought an older house that had been added on to, and when he got to the electrical part of it, he'd already put up sheetrock. It's like, oh man, I wish you hadn't done that. It turned out it needed a brand new outdoor main panel, and we had to put in an outdoor sub panel to handle an extra air conditioner that he installed. And we had to do a bunch of wiring on the inside because he finished out the basement so that it could be used as a living quarters. So he added a bunch of receptacles in the kitchen and a microwave and stove, all that downstairs, and had to have the extra circuits for that as well. So he'd already got a start on it before I got involved. And when I got there, then we found out we needed to do the stuff I just told you about. So we got the main panel installed last weekend, pulled the meter and got all that connected up. I got to go back and hook up the sub panel because it started raining on us. You know how that's been here lately. Once that's done, we should be ready to turn him loose.
Yeah, sounds like they should have got you involved a little sooner. But I guess you're getting it. Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talking about the rain. A lot of moisture around here lately.
Portion of it should make everything green this summer. I don't complain about the rain because I've lived through the dry spells, and I'd rather have a little bit more rain than I would dry in that regard. When it gets dry enough where the trees start dying, that's too much.
When it was dry, and it was dry. Britt, yeah, the rain doesn't affect you so badly around here. You got to get a bit of a grade to make it go away. I know you recently had a pretty good downpour, but you know, there is up there in South Dakota. Well, last year we got 85 inches of snow. Well, our snow doesn't melt until spring, so there it is waiting for warm weather. It happens every year. It's nothing new. Just jogging your memory if you didn't think of that. Well, 85 inches of snow, that set the record. In fact, the town where I live, Clear Lake, had 120. Yeah, come spring and melt time, and it all melt and run down and everywhere, you know. And I live in a little hillier area up on the Code 2 Ridge. And so we didn't deal with it too long, being more or less at the headwaters of everything. But it was still flowing, and we had a wettish summer last summer. It never really got drained down, you know. Even this December, there was still open water. You know, well after it had been freezing, and the lakes were freezing, but there was still open water in some areas of lakes and rivers. It was just flowing that fast. And I think it's finally all froze up now. But even so, there's the James River Valley to my west, 100 miles or so, that is still flooding. It's been flooding for 9 months. it's a really, really flat river. Less pitch in, on that river than in your house plumbing.
Oh my goodness, that means it just don't drain. Yeah, you're right about around here. We'll have the flood plain areas around the streams, but typically you just don't put nothing there that matters if it gets wet. So it can rain, flood those places, and a week later everything's dried back out, even down in those areas. For the most part, the swampy areas stay wet, but it's nice. We can get good rain and then wait a day or two and you can start doing back what you were doing.
Yeah. You do have that advantage. Our ground is so saturated up there, it can't hold any more water. So it's going to be an interesting spring. It all depends on how it melts, you know, whether it melts fast or slow, or whether we get rain while it melts, you know, or the rain causes it to melt. That would be the worst scenario. That James River, I don't know if it drops a foot a mile. That might be about it. A good thunderstorm will make it run backwards. So, it just, yeah, it's slow. So it's still flooding.
Like something to experience with an airboat. Hey, I've landed for a minute. You gonna be around a while?
Pull it up to where I was heading, so I can grab the handheld if you want to chat some more.
It's something about eating supper, but I'll be back around in a little while. Yeah, I'd like to talk to you a little bit. It's nice to hear from you and play catch up.
Also, I'll grab the handheld and I'll be monitoring. I hope I can get out from where I'm at. Might be in a little hole, but we'll see. 34. No, let's see. I forgot. I'm getting rusty. I need more practice. KB0, KBJ.
Okie dokie. Catch up with you soon. WD4DYH.
All right. KB0, KBJ, clear.